Earlier this summer, we shared a story about two island families whose lives were touched by organ transplants. We recently were invited as a recipient of a kidney, met the family who donated their son's organ to save her life. The gathering took place at Ho'omalehea Park, a place where both the donor and recipient played as children. Legacy of Life director Felicia Wells Williams sets the stage.
Today we have a donor family. The family of Kavika Paiva is going to be meeting with one of the recipients of their son's kidney. She's a local lady who just celebrated her 30th birthday, and she's going to be meeting with the family for the first time. She's been a recipient of Kavika's kidney for 3 years. Kavika died about 3 years ago.
And so what precipitated this meeting then?
You know, it's really common for people who receive an organ to want to say thank you to the people who gave it. And it's really common for a family to want to have a chance to meet the person. But actually going through the steps and making it happen, usually something will stop them along the way. And so today's meeting, while it's commonly wished for, it rarely occurs. And so both the donor family, particularly Kavika's mother, Kathy, and Jennifer have been communicating by mail. They've been, you know, sending letters to each other through our office. And then they will be meeting today for the very first time after both just really giving some thought to what will it mean to finally meet each other in person.
And are we here for a particular reason?
We're here at the garden because this place had a very special meaning for Kavika. This is some place that he would spend time, and I think that from his family's perspective, it's the perfect healing space to, one, honor Kavika's gift, to remember the amazing thing that he did, that even though his life couldn't be saved, he saved others after his death, and to have an opportunity to meet the person that was touched by his gift in a place that he loved, I think will be really special for both the family and the recipient.
And he died young, at 20 years old.
20 years old,
and
yes, he did.
And he didn't actually sign up to be a donor, but his family was able to say this would be something important to do.
Yes, they did. Kavika did not make that decision while he was alive. So what that means is that then when he died, a member of our team went in and met with his family during a really critical time. And so they said yes to donation. And as a result, two people in Hawaii were saved because of Kavika's gift.
And Kavika's mother, Kathy, was looking forward to this day, this meeting, for a long, long time.
Always wonder what she would look like, how she would be. She's so super grateful. And the fact that she loves Jesus makes it even that much more special for me.
And we're here at Ho'omalehea, and it's like both of your families come here, you know?
Yes.
You're from the same area.
Yeah, she actually went to Pu'uhala Elementary, King Intermediate, and Castle High School, as well as my son Kavika did the same. So it's like, what are chances of it being, you know, the way it turned out to be? And then come to find out at Grace Bible, where she goes in Pearl City, my daughter is one of her best friends. Actually had made a comment like, hey, Kuanani, I think I know who got Kavika's kidney. And we weren't really sure. Apparently, Jen had given her testimony. And it was around the same time, so Janine, also a nurse, had put two and two together and kind of thought that it might be. And we come to find out that it really is her. Yeah.
So how is it that you folks connected? Who made the first step, or I don't know how this works.
She actually did, and I always wanted to. And then I guess when the timing for her was right, she said, you know, she really felt that God said now is the time. And so we finally connected. Yeah.
And I imagine, though, this is going to be the first of many gatherings.
Yeah, I would like that to happen. And then my husband, who was having a hard time right now, still yet, with the passing of our son, I'm hoping one day that he would be, you know, open to meeting her, and I think it would help him with his healing process.
And you have a grandson.
Yes, that's Kamalu. Kamalu, his middle name is Kavika's middle name, which is Kalani Makana O'akua, which means heavenly gift of God. And so in more ways than one, Kavika was a gift to me. But Kavika was also a gift to Jen. And I think that's even more special.
And I'm hearing this, bits of the story about how he was born at the hospital the same time that this transplant was happening.
Yeah. So how I put it is they're both in the Queen Emma Tower. One was giving birth while the other was giving life. So my daughter was giving birth to Kamalu, and at the same time, Kavika was giving life to Jen and his other recipient.
And I just talked to Jen's mother, and she's just so grateful that your baby saved her baby.
Yeah. You know what? You can always find something good in something tragic. And Romans 8:28 says that, and we know that all things work for the good of those that love God and work according to His purpose. And even though it's all things, that means even the bad stuff, you know, that we consider bad, something good can come out of it. And this is something, not just good, it was great. I couldn't have planned it any better, you know. And I'm grateful to know at least one of his recipients, you know. And just like I said, knowing that she knows God and how much Kavika, you know, loved God, that it, the connection is just, it's, there's a bond. It's beyond a connection. It's a bond.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Anything else you want to say?
There is a need for donors, and it's something that's not highly talked about. And I even told my husband, I said, you know, some people might think it's just a kidney, but it's not just a kidney to the person that's receiving it. Even if they're on dialysis, eventually that kidney will fail. And if they don't get one in time, they will die. And that was a reality that had set in for myself. One of my girls that we were all going through Bible studies together, her husband died because he never received a kidney. And so the reality really is there. It's not just talk, but I've experienced it. You know, and my hope and wishes with all of this is that not just I got to connect with Jen and that good feelings and all that stuff that goes along with it, but it's also to bring awareness that, hey, people, we need people to step up. I know you're going through what you're going through, but if there's something good that can come out of it, think about what that person would have done that had passed. Would they want to do this? You know, sometimes you got to put your emotions on the side. You cannot think with your emotions because it'll mess you up every time. You know, you got to think what that person would want. And I knew without a doubt, like as soon as I knew that Kavika had passed, I kept praying for a miracle. And I told God, I said, upon the time that we pull him off the machine and he doesn't breathe, that will tell me that the answer that you're giving me is no. And when the answer was no, I did quickly run out and I wailed, honestly. But when I went out and I sat down, I told my husband, the first thing I told him was, we need to give whatever we can. We got to donate whatever organs that, you know, can be donated, you know, from Kavika. And surprisingly, he didn't fight me on it. And so that's what we did. And I don't regret it. You know, and it is a blessing in disguise for me.
That was Kavika's mom, Kathy. And Febe Gia is Jennifer's mom. She said her daughter had been in line to get another kidney, but it had not been a good match. She felt Kavika's gift was part of a bigger plan and is forever grateful to the Paiva family for extending her daughter's life.
If somebody will go, somebody will come. That's the one, when you do the crossover in our lives, we have to accept it. It's not beyond our control. So whatever plan and the will of God in our prayer, they will be done. For both of them, yes.
There's so many smiles here today. Lots of kids, and I'm sure your families will become close because you're from the same area.
Yes, imagine. I can't believe it. That's why it's not really a coincidence for me if you think about it. In our carnal living, we call it coincidence. But in divinity, sayings, it's God's plan.
Right.
Yes.
And then the fact that you both families would come here to Old Malaheta Park.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
It's a special place.
Special place.
And anything you want to say to Kavika's mom?
Oh, yes. The moment when the kidney transplant is going, I cannot express I'm overwhelmed on that night. And the only thing I say, thank you, Jesus, because he's the only one made of things possible to my daughter. And I know on the other hand, if even this Kaviko's family, I know there are, it's hard to depart somebody loved ones. But on the other hand, I believe both of us, we know about Jesus. There we can make a connection that these are things happening in our lives. It goes back again. Thy will be done. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The family of Kaviko, and the moment Jen received the kidney transplant, always in my prayer and in my heart.
Jennifer Gia shares that she was just about to graduate from nursing school when she discovered that her kidneys were failing.
I think the overall feeling would be, I guess, humbled and just grateful, because I know it's been 3 years, and I just really felt one night, I really felt God kind of pressing it on my heart, like it's time to meet them, because you kind of go through the thoughts of like, what if it's hard for them to meet me, you know, like for them to have gone through a process of losing someone so dearly, while on the other side of it, me and my family are rejoicing, and we're so grateful at another chance of life. It's a lot of mixed emotions, but I think overall the feeling I could really share is humbled, grateful, and just really at peace. And like being able to meet them and like see how they are and their personality is just, it's exciting, and I hope it's like a new relationship to build on. But yeah, it's not everyone can experience these emotions, so it's really hard to filter through. But yeah.
And we're here at Ho'omalihia, and what are you thinking when you know that he came here, you know, and his heart is beating in you now at this place that he loved?
I think it's amazing, because I grew up on this side too. I would come here and I would hike around here with friends, and we'd go down to the pond. But I think that's just the beautiful part, is knowing how close we were, and even like personality and really purpose-wise, the way how his family really shares who he is has been more affirming for my reasoning and purpose that I feel called to do, but also more so now, more of a intensity to really steward this third chance, really, for me, third chance at life, and being able to steward his kidney well, the organ well, and doing my best to really continue his legacy and what he loved to do. Maybe not in playing ukulele, but or musically, because I'm just not that talented, but just I love being able to understand more about his family and more about him through his family.
And you say third chance.
Well, as a Christian, oftentimes we say that we have like two birthdays, or two days of birth, your natural day of birth. The second one would be the day you found out why you were born, your purpose in life. And for me, my third chance was being able to get a kidney transplant that allowed me to really live on with a life that is more sustainable than it was before.
And what are you thinking? Because this year is the 50th anniversary of transplants here in Hawaii.
Yeah. I think it's nice to have more of an awareness, to really put it out there how organ donating and transplants really, it's a blessing. It's a true blessing. And to be able to know that you can prolong someone's legacy or someone's life by just simply saying that you're wanting to donate. And at first for me, it was really difficult to receive from many like live donors, like family, and I had friends who were wanting to, but for some reason our blood types weren't the same, or it just didn't work out. And that's why me and Kavika's family are just saying like, this was perfect, this was truly meant to be. But really bringing more awareness to organ donation and how much of a blessing it can become, and wanting to even be able to share that more and more, because both sides of the family, I feel, gets blessed.
And I remember checking the box.
Yeah.
You know?
I did too. Yeah.
That people don't realize how much that means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not, And I don't know the complete details of how his ability to donate or how it came to be, but by simply being able to check off that box, you never really know, but really the family at the end gets blessed to see that he's able, or you're able, to bless a life that can continue on and on. And in truth I never really cared much for it, and especially when I just got my permit at 16, I'm like, oh, I want to keep all my organs. But not realizing it's like, once your time has come to be able to share that gift of life to someone else in hopes that they'll be able to steward it well, in hopes that they'll be able to bless someone else with it well by living out their life, it's really a blessing, and it's really something to advocate and something to really encourage. So, yeah.
And is there something else you can share too? Because your kidney problems came about, you understand, maybe through strep throat?
Yeah. I guess just being more aware. I think, especially living in Hawaii, sometimes we have that laid back attitude, or we don't really educate ourselves, especially we have a lot of things going on right now in controversy. But I think it's time for us to, as Hawaii local residents as a whole, and just really in human perspective, or really just being able to become more aware of things like this, because I think we get so, especially living on an island, we get so in our own boxes or so inward and just kind of like protecting our own or dealing with our own things, when there's just such a bigger world out there. There's
right.
It's huge. Like, we love traveling, and yet when we come back to Hawaii, we become so comfortable. And I think we have to break that mentality and perspective that, aside from just us being on an island, it's more of like humanitarian-wise, that you can still bless others by being able to know something simply as organ donating can definitely change a life. And I think becoming more aware of it can really stir and just really change us in general.
Yeah.
That being able to selflessly give and donate is really one of the most humble things I think we can really do as humans, is to truly serve. And as a Christian, that's exactly what Jesus did. He came down to serve us, and he came from a place where he seemed comfortable. He came from heaven where he was sitting on a throne, but to come down and to really live out the life as a human being, to be humbled in that way but still serve us, I think that's really ways and opportunities as human beings, and for us to be able to serve back to those who don't even know Jesus. But
right.
Yeah.
And then what was the name of the condition that you had again?
It was IgA nephropathy. So IgA is a type of antibody that is found in our bodies. And what had happened was that this antibody kind of multiplied too much, to a point where it started to attack my kidneys rather than just trying to attack the root of my strep throat, because it was actually really trying to heal me. But then they kind of it's like an autoimmune disease where your own immune system attacks you. So that was the root of it.
And that was Jennifer Gia reflecting on what led to a condition that triggered the need for a kidney transplant. For links to Legacy of Life and learn more about the anniversary of organ transplants in Hawaii, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.